Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my brand new radio show. My name is Yulia Yaganova, and I'm a social media coach and Facebook ad strategist over at ZenfulMarketing.com. And I'm so excited and so honored to be joining the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And today will be, it's my pre-premiere show. And I will be interviewed by the founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, Michael Brooks. So this will be very, very exciting. We'll get into my background, into how I came to practice the art and science of social media, so to say, and we'll just give you an overview of what's coming. We are still taking the suggestions for the show name. If you would like to suggest anything, please go to my Facebook page, Zenful Marketing, or Instagram, or pretty much on any social media you can find me at Zenful Marketing. So I would love to hear from you on that part. And now I'll just turn it over to Michael, and we'll get on with our interview.
Wow, thank you, Yulia. What a great introduction. And I am so excited that you're a part of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and I am really, really looking forward to your upcoming show. As you mentioned, we don't have your show name yet, or a premiere day or time, but that's coming very, very shortly, and everyone can tune into, you know, Yulia's live streams for information on that, or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/coachonfireradio, where you'll get information on Yulia's first show, and you'll be able to read and hear about and listen to all of our shows on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. We are a global network with 20-plus hosts from around the world, and I believe Yulia is our first one from Czechoslovakia, so I'm very excited about that. She's a Russian native, but living in Czechoslovakia. So that's all sorts of fun because we don't have too many Europeans on the network. But we are global. We have people from Australia, South Africa, Great Britain, Canada, the United States. I don't think we have anyone from South America yet, and a couple of Europeans, so we are good to go. And Yulia, what do you say we have some fun today and get to know you a little bit better?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right, Yulia, why don't we start with a little bit of background information. Tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got to where you are today, and what you do.
So like I mentioned, I'm a social media coach and Facebook ad strategist, and my mission is to help entrepreneurs connect with their dream clients and build fun and profitable businesses online. And I didn't get to that mission right away. It took a while, but I've always loved writing. And like I said, I was born and grew up in Russia, and I started studying marketing, advertising, copywriting back there. And then I just happened to move to the U.S. I came for studying and then stuck around. So if you hear any South Carolinian accent, that's where that came from. I know people say I have a funny Russian / Southern accent. So that. But I continued studying marketing in the U.S. and then worked at a digital marketing agency. And that was all in the little seaside town of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Very
nice
beautiful.
Place. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved it. And we were actually marketing the destination marketing organizations. So it was super fun to promote travel. But I also got to work with other clients and all kinds of B2B and B2C clients. And yeah, of course, back then I had to develop a bunch of systems to be able to manage several clients, which ranged, I mean, the social media management packages for them ranged from everything from Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, you name it. We ran ads for it. We posted on that network. So that was a good bit of work. And like I said, I had to develop systems. And then about a year ago, I ended up moving to the Czech Republic because my boyfriend is Czech. So, and I couldn't find a marketing job. And I kind of just had this idea. I think actually how it came about, I never thought about being a business owner when I lived back in Russia. But then after being in the US for several years, I kind of picked it up. And I'm like, oh, I would like to try this whole business thing. So then when it came time to move to the Czech Republic, I was like, okay, I can't find a marketing job in English here because I would send out resumes and everybody's like, oh, okay, we like it. We like your experience. We like your credentials. Very, very nice. So do you speak Czech? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't think I have so many English clients. So when that all transpired, I was like, okay, so I'll have to get a business visa. And that was a kind of a crazy decision, jumping into it without any prep, which I don't recommend to anyone. But so far it's working out. And and then I realized that I can help entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners, small business owners, tiny businesses, what you would call it, to set up their social media systems so they are not overwhelmed, so they know how to get clients online, so they don't spend a ton of time on their business, on their social media marketing, because we all know you have a ton of other tasks on your plate, so nobody wants to just be on social media all day long, even though it's fun, but it's probably not filling up your bank account directly if you're just hanging out all day, every day there. Of course, you have to do the client work, the productive work. So that's what I help people with. I help them determine where they want to post, what's going to be their storyline, how are they going to tell their story, how they can connect with their ideal audience online, where to find them, how to leverage their online presence, meaning how to run ads, because organic marketing is beautiful, it's great, and you can do a lot with it, a lot. But of course, whenever you have a tight deadline or you just need to reach an audience outside of the people who you've been reaching so far, you have to pay to play. And that's not a bad thing. Like I said, it can be, again, very, very liberating, and you're just set up the ads, set up the funnels, and you're good to go. You know, it just works in the background. So you can pretty much make money while you sleep. So not to sound scammy.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's the reality. So that's my mission and purpose, and that's how I came to this point.
When you talk about social media systems, are you talking primarily about automation or setting up social media calendars? What do you mean exactly by social media systems?
So yes, it's your content calendar. It's your system on how to produce content, for example, so that you are not just randomly posting or you're not just one day you find yourself and your launch is 2 days away and you're like, oh, I have to post something. And you just randomly and frantically start posting like, come buy my product. No, that's not going to work. Even if you start doing that 2 weeks ahead of your launch date, that kind of content is not going to work. So when you have a defined system of what kind of posts is your audience interested in, what kind of posts align with your story, what kind of posts align with your product or service. So then you have all of that defined, and it's very, very easy to come and kind of just plug and play and create your content very, very fast. So that's one system. Another example of social media systems that I help people with is lead generation or the Facebook ad system. So those. Hello? Michael? I think we lost Michael here for a minute. Hopefully he comes back on.
Can you hear me, Julia? Julia, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay.
I can.
I lost you for a second. So, okay, go ahead. We'll just edit that out. So we were talking about systems and how you develop systems for people on social media to make their content generation easier. So let's continue with that.
Yes. So do you want me to recap?
Yeah, recap.
Yeah. So with the content generation system, I was talking about that you never want to find yourself in a situation when your launch is 2 days away and you are like, oh, I need to post something on social media. I need to get some people in the door. Not a good situation to be in. And then you start just frantically and randomly posting stuff like come buy now and trying to, you know, hard sell to people on social media. And that doesn't work. So what I want my clients to have is the solid system where they know what kind of posts their audience is interested in, what kind of posts work well with their product or service, what can they create, and just having the system to create it quickly to create high quality content so it's exciting, so it's interesting, it's not boring, it's well formatted. You wouldn't believe how much it matters, but it does. So even to the tiny details like that. So another example of the systems was lead generation system. That was how to set up your account. How to have the little daily rituals on social media that will help you generate those leads. Then another system is Facebook ads system or any other kind of social media ads. So all those I love to dig in, and I love to help people grow their businesses with these systems.
Awesome. And what would you say, you're talking about, yeah, it does not work if you try to launch something 2 days and, oh, I'll just post something, you know, something random on social media. And even if I use a bunch of platforms on social media, I'll, you know, do a quick live stream and I'll post some things on Facebook and a couple of things on Twitter and Instagram, and then I'll be good to go with my launch in 2 days. We all know that does not work. So do you have time frame for developing content? Do you have a time frame on if someone was doing a launch, how far in advance should they start developing their social media content strategy prior to a launch?
It depends on the size of your launch and ultimately on your final business goal, so the revenue goal. So if you're aiming for 10K, of course, your launch timeline will be shorter than if you're aiming for 500K. So, and you'll probably involve a lot more media in the 500K launch. So, for example, you have a blog post that then you'll promote on Facebook, and then you'll retarget those people. And then you have that warm audience who are ready to talk about the topic that you had in your blog post. And then, of course, after that, you'll have a corresponding product. So people will be ready to talk about the topic and they will be ready to buy the product. So for that, for example, you would post the blog post about 4 to 5 weeks in advance. So however much time you need to plan and write the blog post before then, that's how far back you would go. But I would say a couple of weeks before the start of the actual launch, you would plan out, okay, on the 30th, I have the blog post, then on the 5th, I'm starting to promote it, and then on the 10th, I'm having a webinar or a challenge. So yeah, it does take a bit of prep, and you were totally right that it doesn't work a couple of days before your launch. Even 2 weeks before your launch wouldn't work for all people, because, and especially if your content is not value based. So if you just in those 2 weeks, if all you do, and I've seen people do it, if all you do is post about, oh, I have this thing coming up, I have this launch, I have this product, come join my group program, come. No, it's not working. So even though you had the right timeline, maybe you would still need to produce the valuable content and the content that urges people to take action.
Okay. And in a written blog post or Facebook post, Do you have a rule of thumb of how long that should be in terms of words or paragraphs? Or?
I would say go for a longer format, especially nowadays. The kind of the era of the short 300-word blog posts is gone. So what happens with the long blog post, such as an ultimate guide or a complete overview of Facebook mobile ads? I don't know, just an example. But you'll have the screenshots, you'll have a ton of valuable information, and then you'll have an opt-in in there. And pretty much if you didn't give people enough value in the blog post before offering them the opt-in, they're not going to opt-in. They'll be like, whatever, this guy or this girl, she probably doesn't even know what she's talking about. I don't see the value in reading in her post or subscribing to her freebie. So always the rule of thumb is to solve a very concrete, very painful problem for your reader, and just try to blow them out of the water. Try to amaze them and delight them.
Very, very cool and valuable lesson
words,
for a lot of people. Perfect answer, Yulia. You wanted to add something?
Thank you. No, I just wanted to say that in terms of words, you'll probably be looking at anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 or 4,000 words, which is
there
quite a lot. So.
Yeah, well, not really. Most people can, I've got a story on that, but we won't go into it here. When I was teaching at a university level, I went to a higher level university, and I got teaching at a school that wasn't quite at that level, and I was teaching a class, and I decided to model it after the same class that I had taken at my university, and the professor calls me in, the lead professor calls me in and says, everyone wants to drop your class. I said, what? Because no, everyone wants to drop your class because I have like a 2,000-word paper a week and 400 or 500 pages of reading and things like that. He says, you're not at your school, you're at this school. Tone it down a bit or you're not going to have a class to teach.
Yeah.
So a little bit different perspective, but certainly 500 to 2,000 words is in the ballpark there, I would think, wouldn't you say?
You said 1,500 to 2,000?
Yeah, for a longer blog post.
Yes. And that's why I was saying you want to give yourself a little bit of time, a couple of weeks, so you're not rushed, so you can plan that content, write it out, edit it beautifully, and it's all ready to amaze your readers.
Now, okay, Yulia, I want to take it in a slightly different direction here. I know you help people with Facebook advertising as well, and a lot of people push that, but I know that if you don't know what you're doing, you can waste a lot of money in a hurry and not get good results. What tips do you have here today for people that might want to enter Facebook advertising that might save them some money or a lot of grief in any event?
Oh, where do I start? There are so many different aspects to it, and it's always Facebook ads, just like any other kind of ads, they don't exist in a vacuum. So your landing page has to work, your email sequence after your ads has to work. But in short, if I had to give just a couple of tips, I would say, first one, don't boost. Don't use that lazy boost button, because what it gives you is engagement. And what pays your bills? What pays your bills? Money, right? So engagement does not equal money, and it usually does not transcend into money unless you have a strategy and you are planning to retarget those people. So, for example, if you are promoting your live media, and then you're going to retarget those people with the relevant content, that's going to work. But if you're just boosting a post and getting likes and shares, that doesn't add to your bank account. So don't boost. That would be the first tip. Second would be go for those conversions ads. And make sure that you have the Facebook pixel set up, so you're not missing money and so that you can retarget those people later on. So whatever traffic comes to your website, you can always retarget it. And actually, I would say, if you are running Facebook ads to a blog post, always plan on retargeting them later. So totally make use of that very, very useful Facebook feature, because it will give you cheaper cost per lead, which cost per lead will be like cost per subscriber or cost per a webinar attendee. So yeah, those would be my two tips to get started with. And then,
very cool. Excellent tips,
yeah.
By the way, Yulia. Excellent. Absolutely terrific. Then we need to move on here. So what are the major trends you're seeing in social media right now? And what, at the present time, is your favorite platform?
My favorite platform?
Uh-huh. And what major trends are you seeing in social media?
Yeah, actually that's connected, because I was going to say my favorite platform is Periscope, and a major trend you'll see online is video, because obviously the internet has gotten so fast that we can watch video anywhere, at a grocery store while we are waiting in line, at the dentist's office, waiting anywhere. So, and video is a very engaging type of medium. You can, like on Periscope, you can see the person, you can chat with them. If it's a YouTube video, of course, again, you can see them, you can hear them. You get to know their personality. So that's a very beautiful trend that I love. And I want to say that if you notice that live video is coming to all platforms pretty much. So we have Periscope, Meerkat, we have Facebook Live, we have live video on Instagram now. So if you haven't started live streaming yet, I strongly encourage you to do so, to start doing it. So you
and
can be
you
on that wave.
To someone that, what would you say to someone that has a fear of live streaming? Maybe they don't like how they look on camera, or they're just fearful of doing it in the first place. How would you encourage them to go ahead and do video anyway?
My first tip would be to try it in private first, and don't try to overthink it and listen to yourself too much and look at yourself too much, because we all look and sound funny on camera or on radio for that matter. I kind of already cringe when I think about listening to this episode afterwards to the recording, because I know the voice on radio always sounds so funny and kind of different than what you perceive yourself in real life. So don't overthink it, just pretty much just do it. But another tip to get you relaxed that I learned from a mastermind member, actually. So she said that try to imagine that you're not speaking to this large, vast audience, this internet land, these strangers, these trolls, these people who are just out and about and they don't really care about you. Try to imagine that you're talking to a person who's very, very dear to you and who cares about you, you care about them, and that will automatically bring this warm feeling to your eyes, warmth to your smile. And remember your mission, that you are there to deliver value and you just can't keep it hidden. And live streaming is just a vehicle for that.
Very, very cool, Yulia. And as I said, you're a brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. What can our listening audience at Coach on Fire and your audience expect from your show in the coming weeks? And as I mentioned as well, Yulia's show is yet to be named, and the premiere date has yet to be scheduled, but that's going to happen very soon. And you'll be able to find it on all of Yulia's platforms and on the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/CoachOnFireRadio. Where you'll be able to see a very cool introduction on Yulia and listen to all of our shows on the network, including Yulia's upcoming premiere. So, Yulia, what can our audience expect from the show in the upcoming week?
Yes, so we'll be talking all kinds of social media strategies, how to promote yourself in an organic way, so, like I said, not paying anything, how to connect with your dream clients, how to run paid ads, how to create just awesome social media posts, how to generate leads, and basically how to have fun doing social media. and being yourself, attracting your clients, and having a blast with it and growing your business. The main thing, growing your business with that. So that's what you guys can expect. If before my premiere episode you would like to connect with me a little more, I have a little something extra for you, and I have a webinar coming up. So it will be a hands-on online workshop, and what we'll do, we'll talk about the strategies, how to plan client-attracting social media posts for the next 30 days in just 1 hour. And you can join that workshop, like I said, it's absolutely free. You can join it at zenfulmarketing.com workshop. And that will happen on January 11th, so probably before my premiere episode. So if you'd like to kind of get a head start on social media marketing in 2017, join me for the workshop, zenfulmarketing.com/workshop. And until then, feel free to send me suggestions what you'd like to hear about on the show. Like I said, it will be all about social media marketing, getting clients with social media marketing, all kinds of strategies and tactics. But I want to hear what you want to hear about, so feel free to let me know. It's Zenful Marketing anywhere on social media. I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. And I encourage you all to listen to that webinar. Yulia does a great job with social media, and she's one of the smartest people on the topic I know. So that's going to be an awesome webinar, and that probably will be before your premiere date. So listen to Yulia and then listen to her show. And like I said, we'll get the details of her premiere show out to you as well. But get to that webinar. It's going to be awesome, and we'll really help you with your social media strategy and your content. All right, Yulia, we're at the end of the show, and this is where I get to ask you some fun surprise questions that you don't know are coming.
Just
to get people to know you a little bit better. And my first question is, what is one thing most people don't know about Yulia?
That I love scuba diving.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. And since you've been in Czechoslovakia, what's your favorite food that might be a Czech delicacy?
My favorite Czech food, that would be ovana smetania. And that actually kind of, I know it's not really the real translation, but if you would translate it literally, it would translate as candle sauce, which is very, very funny. It's really just a nice part of the beef with creamy sauce. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are visiting, that's what you should try here.
Okay. That's what we should try. And you're a Russian native. You're from Russia. What's your favorite Russian food?
Pelmeni.
Okay.
I don't know if that name sounds funny. It doesn't translate funny, but it's just meat dumplings. And actually, people here in the Czech Republic told me that they're quite plain as a dish.
Mm-hmm.
They do more fancy dishes here with a bunch of sauces. But I love good old Russian pelmeni.
Cool. Very, very cool. All right. What else can I ask you? Do you have a guilty indulgence?
Yes, it's hazelnut chocolate and reading. I know, like,
okay.
I know that it's not ever advised to eat while you're reading or watching TV, but that's one guilty pleasure that I allow myself from time to time.
And,
I know that you guys in America, you don't eat so much hazelnut chocolate. So if you haven't yet,
Actually, myself, absolutely not, because I'm allergic to hazelnuts. So, but I love chocolate. Chocolate, but no hazelnuts. So, no hazelnuts for Michael. But yeah, good stuff. I know my girlfriend loves hazelnut chocolate. So very cool there. Do you have a celebrity crush, Yulia?
Oh, I was just talking about it the other day with somebody. I would say take some girls, it would be Margot Robbie. So mm-hmm. so awesome. And I had somebody else, but I can't recall it right now. Yeah, I'll stop at that.
Margot Robbie. Okay.
All
right. And our final question. A favorite book. Can you hear me, Julia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. A favorite book that you have read in the last 6 months that you would recommend.
Ooh, in the last 6 months. Actually, I just read a book that I really loved. And it's called No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
I read a lot of fiction along with marketing books, but this one was a fiction book that I really, really liked, and it's just sparked a lot of interesting thoughts.
Okay. And who was the author?
Cormac McCarthy.
Okay. Cool. All
yeah,
right,
it's a thriller. Kind of dark, but I liked it.
Yeah. All right. The computer's going to cut us off here shortly, so I am going to turn it back to you. It's been a pleasure and an honor interviewing you. I learned a little bit more about you myself, and I'm so excited about your upcoming show on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And thank you for giving us such awesome tips on social media today.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's been fantastic. I'm already loving it, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. Can't wait to connect with you more here on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and stay tuned for more episode details.
Be great,
talk
everyone.
To you soon. Goodbye. Bye, Michael.
Bye, Julia.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.